This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Now Baylor has 5 yards to seal this game, get out of here with the double.
First and goal from the 5 for the Bears. A touchdown wins it for Baylor in the second overtime. Charlie Brewer with Hasty in the backfield takes the snap. Give to
touchdown.
Hasty. He's in! Touchdown, Jamichael Hasty. The Bears win in 2 overtimes over Texas Tech. The Bears are 6-0 on the season.
It's a Big 12 Friday on the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas.
Sanders gets a shotgun snap, hands it off, Hubbard up the middle, big hole, and Hubbard's on the loose. Hubbard to midfield, to the K-State 40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown Oklahoma State, 84 yards for Chuba Hubbard.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Hurts has it, handoff, flea flicker, back to Jalen, lob out, CD wide open, caught at the 30, to the 25, dancing midfield to the 20, breaks a tackle, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, TD for CD! Oh, mama!
First and goal from the 2. And Purdy will run it himself, left side, quarterback counter, touchdown, Brock Purdy.
Now previewing this weekend's action in the Big 12 Conference, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on a Friday. Glad you're with us. Big 12 Friday, high school Friday. A lot of action around and beautiful start to the day. 48 degrees when I was out walking the dog this morning, so you could see your breath this morning. Garrett, we've reached that point in the year, at least for this morning.
And I'm so glad it's here.
Yeah.
I got so tired of sweating. Like every time you walk outside, you take a shower and you go outside, you just need another one immediately. It's ridiculous.
Hopefully we are past that. Although it's supposed to get pretty warm again this weekend. You see that high 80s Saturday and Sunday.
I didn't see that. But that's kind of disappointing.
I know. 88, 89, something like that the next, not today, but Saturday and Sunday. Highlight cuts in the open courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. We're headed to Stillwater, Baylor and Oklahoma State coming up tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk plenty about that. On the air at 1, kickoff at 3 right here on ESPN Central Texas, television on Fox. Also heard our friend Dave Hunziker, the voice of the Cowboys, courtesy of Oklahoma State Sports Network, Learfield IMG College. Heard a highlight cut from Toby Rowland, the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. OU home hosting West Virginia tomorrow morning at 11. It's on Fox. And then John Walters with a call, the Iowa State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is an interesting game. If I had to pick a winner, I'd be kind of hard-pressed. It's Iowa State at Texas Tech. It's 11 a.m. tomorrow morning on FS1.
That is going to be a good game. I'm going to have to go with Tech in that one, but just for a bounce-back game. You know, they had all the distractions this week, and they feel like they were cheated or whatever, which is a load of crap. But they, you know, bounce it back, and their defense is really good. So I think and playing at home with them being undefeated at home, I'll give Tech the victory in that one.
Yep, that's good. Steven's in here with us. We'll hear Steven and Garrett high school preview coming up. What do you think about that game? Iowa State at Tech tomorrow.
Yeah, I was surprised that I think Iowa State's like a touchdown favorite in that game when I was looking yesterday. And I get that they're playing well, but I've been really impressed with Tech, especially defensively. And they upset Oklahoma State on the road a couple weeks ago. I'd pick Iowa State to win it, but I think it's going to be a real close game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's kind of a tough call between those two. That'll be fun to watch tomorrow morning at 11. The other games are TCU at K-State tomorrow at 1:30. It's on Fox Sports Southwest. And, Steven, that's your Frogs. Always tough going to Manhattan, and both teams are 3-2 right now, so that's an interesting matchup as well.
It really is. I feel like for both teams, when you're talking about bowl eligibility, it's a big game. It's kind of hard to find 3 or 4 more wins on the schedule for those squads. And, TCU's come off a bye week after a really bad performance in Ames against Iowa State. So they need to win. Kansas State doesn't want to fall to 0-3 in conference. So it's a huge game for both teams.
I just think Kansas State playing at home, that's going to be a key factor. And then, you know, TCU, y'all struggled getting a consistency at the quarterback position and making big plays happen. And I see that being a playing into it again this week.
Yeah, if TCU wins, it's definitely going to be, a very defensive game, I think. It's
That's got 17-16 written all over it.
Low scoring, a lot of running and playing field position.
Right, both of them. Mm-hmm. How about this? TCU, speaking of defense, TCU's number one in the league in total defense and rush defense, which is not a surprise for a Gary Patterson coach team. K-State is number one in the league in pass defense. So both teams kind of hanging their hat on that side of the ball.
Yeah, that'll be probably a really good matchup for K-State in the passing game because TCU hasn't been able to push the ball downfield much, and a good strength-on-strength also with their running game against TCU's defense.
Oh, absolutely. I think whichever defense could probably force the most turnovers or, you know, three and outs will ultimately help decide the victory.
Then the other game is night game tomorrow night, 6 p.m. from Austin on the Longhorn Network, Kansas at 15th-ranked Texas. I think most folks that think Texas will have their way with the Jayhawks, but this is the week after the Red River Showdown, and, Texas in the past, I don't think recently, but in the past, sometimes there was a little bit of a hangover after that game.
I mean, I could see that, but at the same time, they have a lot to prove. You know, they have a chip on their shoulder, and they've already had that recent wound of losing to Kansas, and they know what the backlash is from that, and I don't think they're going to let that happen again. I think they'll just take care of Kansas pretty easily.
Yeah, I think this is probably – I mean, they won't say this, but this is probably about the best game Texas could get after that Red River disappointment is a chance to kind of get right and get a good feeling with a big win over KU.
You know, I didn't notice it till this week. Oklahoma had 9 sacks last week. Mm-hmm. They sacked Sam Ehlinger 9 times.
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man. Now, that's a really good defensive front. I don't think Kansas will come anywhere close to that, but that was an impressive part of that OU win.
It sure was, and I think that caught everybody by surprise. And, you know, the Texas offensive line, that's a really bad look for them, and they're really going to want to turn that around this week and prove that was a fluke situation.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So that's the Big 12 schedule games coming up tomorrow. We'll talk more, focus in on Baylor and Oklahoma State coming up in just a bit. Stephen, it was good to have you and Mr. Mosley at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame yesterday for the Lunch with a Legend. Y'all are leading up to it, and then we kick things off right about the time you finish the show, but it was great to have you guys there.
Yeah, it was fun. We got to talk to both Robin and Santana Dotson. We also got to talk to
Coach James.
Yes, the defensive line coach.
Right.
He showed up right as kind of Robin was sitting down, and we pulled him over there as well. And it really good event. It was really awesome to see all those coaches come through. It looked like most of the staff was there, and you could just tell that meant a lot to both of those guys. And it was especially Robin was really excited to just relive a lot of those games, and he seemed to be having a great time.
Yeah, it was really fun. Those guys appreciated it, and like we thought it would be, it turned out to be just kind of wind them up and let them go because you get one of those guys telling stories is great. You get both of them together playing off each other telling stories, and it was just great. So really, really fun event there. We got it recorded. We'll use some audio from that at some point down the road, but really well done. Thanks to Robin Jones and Santana Dotson for being there with us, our Lunch with a Legend.
And I've been to the Southwest Wing, Conference Wing, the Texas Sports Hall of Fame multiple times, but it's just as awesome every time I go in there.
It is.
It's like the best thing there. I love seeing all the history. And, I obviously didn't really grow up in that era, but my parents did, and they always talked and raved about Southwest Conference. It's just cool seeing each team get its kind of due in that space.
Did Coach Fredenberg get an opportunity to make it?
He was there. Yep. Coach and his wife Karen were both there yesterday.
That's good. I know they were both talking about the impact that he had on both of their careers and everything, and I was wondering if he had an opportunity to come down to make it.
Yeah, which is not easy, you know, for him to come up from Belton, and, you know, in the middle of the week.
Game week,
exactly. So really great to see Pete there, and Karen was there. You mentioned Robert James, his wife Linda were there. Coach Bill Lane, his wife Barbara were there. Coach Taff was there. Mm-hmm. And so it was great to see those coaches. So Santana and Robin on the defensive line, their coaches were their position coaches were Pete Fredenberg and Robert James. So both those guys were there yesterday. So really, really cool event. Well done by Doug Furch and Baylor Alumni / Sports Group. So fun day at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to those of you that were there with us yesterday for that. Our most recent lunch with a legend. We are still nailing down the next guest and the next date for our next lunch with a legend. December is what we're shooting for. I think December 12th is the date. We don't have it ready to announce yet, but we're still working on that, and we'll certainly let you know as we get the details locked in. All right, glad you're with us on this Friday morning. Talk Big 12, certainly a big high school Friday night ahead. So we'll get Garrett and Steven to give us a rundown of the high school games coming up to know, and maybe go out and catch a high school game coming up this evening. A little bit later, Chris Allman will come in. We'll have some fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent tomorrow, Oklahoma State. So Chris will join us coming up in just a bit. John Morris Show brought to you in part by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive. They got a neat deal coming up next week. It is the Antique Roadshow. You can come in and kind of have your treasures appraised. What are they worth? It's October 21st through the 23rd. D'Amore Fine Jewelers hosting America's most trusted estate buyers. Bring in jewelry, diamonds, gold, vintage toys, artwork, and more. And their experts will make on-the-spot cash offers. It's easy and it's free. John brought in his old valuables and discovered over $5,000 was collecting dust. I'm not sure who John is, but he got $5,000 in his pocket. Plus, browse their limited-time estate fine jewelry. It's the Great Estate Buying Sale or Show, Great Estate Buying Show, October 21st through the 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. those days. That's at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Yay, winter is over. Slovacek's is ready for spring, summer, and all that comes with it. Your one-stop shop for road trips and grilling is right here in Central Texas. Not ready to cook? Slovacek's has all your pit-smoked barbecue sides and drinks ready to eat in or take out. Grilling at home? You'll find our market filled with tempting sausages, stuffed chicken breasts, pork tenderloins, and more. We bake daily, so don't miss our bakery with 35 kinds of kolaches, pies, cookies, and more. Vita Mavos, we welcome you to Slovacek's. You'll love our sausage.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
It's a year-end clearance event going on now at Richard Carr. Get the best truck on the road and save thousands below MSRP. Qualified buyers save $12,000 on a 2019 GMC Sierra SLT Crew Cab. Save 18% on a GMC Terrain or 12% on GMC Yukon. All 2019s are priced to move. Check out the Texas size selection and big year-end clearance savings going on now. See dealer for details. GMC, we are professional grade.
Richard Carr, they have the truck for you.
Hey Baylor Bear fans, get game day ready with Barefoot Campus Outfitters. From going to games to going out on the town or just hanging with friends, Barefoot's got you covered for all occasions. Show your green and white pride with polos, caps, tees, novelty items, and decals. New items arriving weekly. We are Bear Nation. Dress appropriately with Barefoot Campus Outfitters, located on I-35 next to VTEX Barbecue.
Hey Pat Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas and Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Friday morning, brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. John Morris, Garrett Ross, Stephen Simcox in studio, joined by Chris Allman. We'll have Chris's fun facts to know and tell, and know and share and tell, and amaze your friends with coming up in just a bit. Fun facts about Baylor's opponent tomorrow, Oklahoma State. Right now, we've asked Garrett and Stephen on a long day, and I'm sorry to add to that, but I appreciate you guys giving us kind of a high school preview of games around the area tonight.
Yeah, and the first game we have is in District 13-2A D2, and it's Granger at Bremond. Granger's 5-2 on the year. Bremond is 6-1. Granger's currently riding a 2-game winning streak. They were defeated by Anderson Shiro 42-10 in Week 5, but they bounced back last week and knocked off Iola 32-6. And Granger's currently in second place of the district, right behind Bremond. Bremond themselves had a bounce back last week. They defeated Bartlett 40-22. The previous week they fell to Hamilton 47-21. Let's see here. Yeah, the Tigers last year, they have more wins this year than they did all last season, because last season they went 5-6, which is really uncharacteristic for a Bremond program. Right now, Granger's averaging 38.3 points per game and allowing 21.6. And Bremond's averaging 39.1 and allowing 25.7. And their last meeting last year, Granger won 38-13.
Another good game tonight is number 5, Rockdale, coming in at 6-0 at Troy, who is 6-1 on the season. Last year, Troy defeated Rockdale 21-17. And last week, Rockdale blew out Lago Vista 52-28. Troy won against Academy 42-14. Rockdale has really good defense. They've held 3 opponents to single digits this season. Also have an explosive offense. Junior quarterback Jace Robinson has thrown for over 1,000 yards already and 24 touchdowns. And they have a running back, Cameron Valdez, who has carried the ball 73 times for 858 yards and 18 touchdowns. Troy's running riding a 4-game winning streak. And most impressive win was in Week 5 against Cameron Yeo. They won that game 59-41. Robinson is their only loss on the season, and Robinson's the only team that scored more than 21 points on Troy all season long. So this will be a good game, and I mean, still other teams in the mix. Yo's definitely still in the mix here, but whoever wins tonight will have an inside track at that district title.
And another game we have is West and Whitney. West is 2-5 on the season. Whitney's 5-1, but the West, that's kind of a deceiving thing. They're 2-0 in district play, and so right now everything they do rides to their quarterback, Landon Edwards. He's had more interceptions than touchdowns. Unfortunately, he's got 6 interceptions to 5 touchdowns, but they pound the ball with Trey Janik got 98 carries for 643 yards and 11 touchdowns. Last week, West got an impressive win over McGregor, 31-28, while Whitney rolled past Maypearl. Whitney's in second place in the District 9-3A D1. They have two dominating victories over McGregor, 50-18, and Maypearl, 42-3. The Wildcats, they don't have a solidified quarterback. They have two that they rotate in, and Devin Wilson, who's a senior, and Garrett Peacock, who's a sophomore. And West is averaging 20.6 points per game and allowing 34 points per game. Whitney's averaging 42.5 and allowing 13.5. Whitney won the last matchup 13-7.
Salado is at Lorena tonight. Last week, Salado had the bye week. Lorena defeated Robinson 42-21. Salado's been playing really well in district play. They pushed top-ranked Conley for the majority of their game. Couldn't close that out, though. Fell in that one, but they were able to force six turnovers against Robinson and give them their first loss of the season a couple weeks ago. And Lorena, they won their first district game by defeating Robinson last week. Lorena had a little bit of a downtick. We heard they had some injuries, but they looked a lot better against the Rockets last Friday night, and they're led by senior quarterback Bradley Lena, who's thrown for 1,590 yards and 14 touchdowns this year. He's also a threat on the ground. He's carried the ball 50 times for 260 yards. And last year, Lorena won this game fairly easily, 33-13. Salado's averaging 32 points a game and allowing 21. Lorena's averaging 30 points a game and allowing 28.
And then one of the biggest games in not only our area, but the state is going to be Conley at Mahia. Conley is number one in the state. They're 7-0. Mahia's 3-2. But Conley, let's see here. Mahia, they played a really difficult schedule, non-district schedule, and it's paid off. Last week, they rolled past Fairfield 37-10. Conley, they've been in a lot of close games throughout the year. They haven't really blown anybody out. So Conley is in the district lead of 8-4A D2, but Mahia can really send shockwaves through the district and the state with this victory. Last season, it was a one-point game as Conley won 27-26. And the cadets are averaging 35.4 points per game and allowing 21 points per game. Mahia is averaging 31.6 points per game and allowing 22.6.
And finally, Temple takes on Kalina Ellison tonight. Ellison's 2-5, but man, they've just had a really heartbreaking season, especially in district play. They lost to Midway in double overtime on a missed field goal. They lost to Harker Heights in overtime after turning the ball over on a possession, and then Heights went down and scored. And then they lost to Shoemaker last week when Shoemaker got a two-point conversion at the end of the game to win that one. So they're really in a must-win situation tonight. They lost three of their last four games by a total of 7 points, and two of those went into overtime. They got to find a way to get a victory if they're going to keep pace in the playoffs in 12-6A. And Temple, they've went 5-0 since losing their opening game of the season to Round Rock Cedar Ridge. This offense has really found a rhythm. They've scored over 50 points a game in the last two games. They've scored over 30 points in each game in district play. Vance Willis, their quarterback, is doing a really nice job on the ground and through the air. They have a couple good running backs in Anthony Jackson and Samari Howard, and a really good receiver in Quentin Johnson, who's committed to play at Texas next year. So should be a good matchup in Killeen, a Temple team that's red hot against an Ellison team that desperately needs a win.
That's our high school game.
All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate that. And we'll hear you guys on the scoreboard show later tonight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Long day for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Garrett and Steven giving us a preview of high school to watch coming up this evening. A lot of great games in the area. Should be great weather out at the various stadiums around the area this evening. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we will be joined by Chris Allman. How about some fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Baylor's opponent tomorrow, Oklahoma State? Are they amazing, Chris?
A couple of them are.
Okay, good. That's
some of
good
them
enough.
Are simply facts.
Okay.
Some of them are fun.
Okay. With that riveting tease, we'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Have you heard it said that a player should get their head in the game? Many consumers overpay on credit cards they carry and use on a daily basis. Cards with rigid due dates and hefty late charges. Is this you? Why do this when there's a better local option? At First Central Credit Union, we offer low interest rates, no annual fee, and 10 days grace before a late charge is due. And there's no balance transfer fee. Visit us online at firstcentralcu.com and get your head in the game. Everything we do for you.
Member NCUA.
In Waco, Texas, we like to win. On the ball field, in the boardroom, we welcome competition. We work hard. We play fair. And at Jeff Hunter Toyota, we're determined to do whatever it takes to win your trust. In Waco, this is who we are, and Toyota is what we drive. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality, Waco values.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The seafood combos at Louisiana Crab Shack include snow crab, tiger shrimp and sausage, plus corn and potatoes, in Waco next to Don Carlos. The Astros dominated the Yankees in Game 4 of the ALCS on Thursday night in the Bronx. The Yankees stranded 17 runners and had 4 errors on the night. Zach Greinke got the start for the Astros and pitched 4 innings where he struck out 5 batters and allowed just 3 hits. In NFL action, the Chiefs dominated the Broncos 30-6 on Thursday Night Football despite losing their starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes to a knee injury early in the game. Mahomes suffered a right kneecap dislocation and will undergo an MRI to see if there is any ligament damage. The Chiefs lead the AFC West while the Broncos sit at the bottom of the division.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. He is the voice of the Bears.
Back with us, John Morris Show, on this Friday morning, brought to you by Baylor University, also by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Hey, they've got a watch party tomorrow for the Baylor-Oklahoma State game. Doors open at 2, kickoff at 3. It's in the big ballroom tomorrow. Really great option if you want to gather with other Baylor fans and watch the Baylor game tomorrow against Oklahoma State. Baylor is 6-0 on the year. You know, number 18 in the nation, playing really, really well, but a tough environment to go into, and homecoming on the Oklahoma State campus tomorrow. So watch party at the Baylor Club. Check it out. More details on the web, thebaylorclub.com, or you can give them a call if you have questions. If you'd like membership information, give them a call at 254-710-8080. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. John Morris, Garrett Ross, Stephen Simcox in studio, joined by Chris Allman. Chris, happy Friday to you. Welcome.
Thank you. Can I have a redo on the tees for this?
Redo on the tees, yes. All right, Chris, do you have some amazing facts to share with us today?
Beyond amazing, John.
Beyond amazing.
I would say in the history of information, the things that we've discovered in life, these things are probably going to rank in the top 5 or 6.
Wow.
I'm talking about curing polio, things like that. This is going to rival
all of
that.
Those things. Yeah. That's good. So the people we lost, you know, with the first tees, they're not hearing this part now, but the people that stuck around through that... prepare to be amazed.
Yeah, it's okay. I texted my parents to listen, so that's two more we added.
Oh, good,
so
good. We're up to
anybody I drove away.
That's good. And it is homecoming at Oklahoma State. And I said this yesterday, we've got President Livingstone lined up for an interview on our tailgate show tomorrow. So that'll be fun. Oklahoma State grad.
She didn't go to Baylor.
Oklahoma State grad.
She didn't go to Baylor.
I understand that. Oklahoma State grad.
That's a throwback to the Eric Stone Street joke.
Oh, that one, yes. But that'll be fun. She gets homecoming 2 weeks in a row. Baylor last week, and now her alma mater, Oklahoma State, tomorrow.
I'm glad you brought up homecoming. I have a homecoming fun fact.
Go for it.
Down the line here. And I'm glad now a year and a half, 2 years into this, I think if we finally settled on an official title this segment.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I feel like it's organically... Uh-huh. Thanks to you, become fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with.
That's what I like to say.
Yes,
yeah,
that's exactly. So I would
I
would like for people when they are sharing and amazing and telling their friends with these things to refer to it by its full name. Fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with.
Is the short version just fun facts? Is that acceptable?
I
Not
guess
really.
It could be, but. I'm only really going to know if they're talking about this segment if they use the full title.
Full name. Okay, gotcha.
So as I'm walking around town listening for people sharing these facts.
Steven, let's get Cutler on that, can we?
That's a whole, page,
a whole page
right there.
Yeah.
Okay, Baylor and Oklahoma State. John, the first time these two guys met was 1914. Mm. It was Oklahoma State 60, Baylor nothing. Mm. So not a good start. Still the largest margin of victory to this day. Between those two teams, which I guess that's good if you're going to get the biggest beating out of the way.
We've come close.
Get it done quick. Memorable games. And let's see if any of these jog your memory. They played in the Bluebonnet Bowl in 1983. Were you working broadcast then with Mr. Fallon?
I was not. I was at Channel 10. I was at that game. It was Jimmy Johnson's last game at Oklahoma State.
Ah, prior to going to Miami.
Miami.
Okay. And then in 2005, Baylor beat them, and it broke a 9-game losing streak in the series. And if I remember right, I feel like last year when we were doing this, Jerry chimed in with an additional super fun fact. But did that get Baylor like one win away from bowl eligibility, and they couldn't quite finish
it?
I
think that's right.
Because that was Coach Morris, correct?
Yes.
2005?
I think that's right. And the thing I remember about that game, Oklahoma State had 8 turnovers.
Wow.
Yeah, 8.
Well, that's a recipe for disaster. 2013, you probably remember this one going into T. Boone Pickens. And for some reason, I'm not making a joke of it. The only thing I remember is Bryce Petty having a clear path to the end zone and a sniper getting him.
Tripped over the 5-yard line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was early in the game, right?
Yeah, it was.
And it kind of just set an odd tone.
Right.
Is T. Boone Pickens one of those places like Morgantown where it's just got its own unique vibe, like, man, something weird's gonna happen here today?
Yeah. I mean, obviously good teams when you go in there, so that's part of it, but Baylor's just never had much success there.
Yeah. When was the last time? I guess I shouldn't ask these questions. I should know this. Last time they won in Stillwater,
it was not 2 years ago, it was 4 years ago. Won that one, yes.
Okay. They're actually, Baylor's won 4 of the last 5 in the series.
Yeah.
Including last year's incredible
homecoming.
Was that Brewer to Mims touchdown? Love that one. Both these teams have a Heisman winner. Obviously, we know Robert Griffin got his for Baylor in 2011. And Barry Sanders turning in one of the, probably we overuse the term great a lot, but Barry Sanders' 1988 season. And a fun fact about that, the reason I bring it up, is that he was not at the Downtown Athletic Club to receive his Heisman. Hmm. At that time, you probably remember this, he played in their bowl game that year was in Tokyo. Garrett's face.
That's weird.
Garrett woke up.
Yeah.
So he was awarded the trophy in Tokyo, like live via satellite.
Yeah,
so
they had him on camera, right?
Yeah,
but
it was
he
a
was
very
not
strange,
there.
Very odd very disjointed Heisman ceremony. As far as some more fun facts about Oklahoma State, so these two guys, prior to being in the Big 12, Baylor and Oklahoma State had actually shared a conference before. Oklahoma State was in the Southwest Conference for 10 years, from 1915 to 1925. They were not Oklahoma State at the time. They were known as Oklahoma A&M. And I think, by and large, that's the last football fun fact. They are widely regarded to have the most comprehensive student union building in the country.
Huh.
My partner at work, Sarah, is a Oklahoma State alum and rabid. I mean, they are rabid Oklahoma State people. Oklahoma State people are underrated in their lunacy about their school.
They're big time, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been surprised by it. But as I called the roll on the Oklahoma State people I know, boy, they are crazy go nuts about the Cowboys. Their student union building, and she told me that they had the largest student union building in the world, and then another university beat them by like 5 square feet. So they knocked out a wall or something and added like 100 square feet to their student union building just so they could stay at the top.
How about that?
So there's,
I've never been in their student union building. I didn't know that.
It doesn't seem like it probably, I can't see any reason you would go.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there's not like, could you guys like to hit up Eskimo Joe's? Is that the place you guys like to go when you're there? So I would imagine, other than food, I can't imagine there's a lot of reason for an outsider to go visit the student union. Okay, you mentioned homecoming. Whereas at Baylor, the big homecoming feature is the floats, right? Greek life, making their floats. Well, at Baylor, they do something called house decks. Or excuse me, at Oklahoma State, they do something called house decks. Have you ever heard about this?
Yes.
I was forced to watch a video about it yesterday by a crazy rabid Oklahoma State fan in my office. And they essentially decorate the fraternity and sorority houses with essentially what bunting is made of, like that tissue paper.
Huh.
And so they will cover the entire house, whether it's one story, two story, three stories, in this tissue paper. And it's pretty impressive. It's an odd thing.
Yeah, that's their thing, though. Dave Hunziker, when he was on with us Wednesday, he was talking about that. He said, if you have time, you ought to walk around and look at them.
Okay.
I said, okay, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Sure, Dave. We'll definitely carve out some time for that. They also have an on-campus hotel called the Atherton. Yeah. Have you ever heard about this?
Yes.
It's entirely student-run. Huh. I mean, the management, the upper management is not, but everything from front desk to housekeeping to bellboys, I don't know if that's a proper term in 2019, hotel assistants, it's all run by students. And they've also been deemed America's healthiest campus, which is odd because I think at Eskimo Joe's is it the cheese fries that are the go-to. So it's quite a contradiction to what's going on, I guess, downtown. So they have been deemed America's healthiest campus, just fitness, intramural sports, various things like that. Probably if you are going to talk about what they're known for, it's their wrestling team. They have won 34 team national championships and 134 individual wrestling national championships. And we've talked about this before. I know you've never called wrestling, but have any of you guys ever been to a high school or college wrestling event live? I'm talking about amateur, not the good stuff.
I've never seen any wrestling.
Okay.
Not wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
I have. We had it in high school in Danville.
Okay. It's incredible.
It's great.
It's high intensity.
Yeah. And they are studs.
Oh, my gosh. They are. I may have mentioned this before. I interned at the UIL and worked at the state wrestling tournament one year. And it was terrifying, but super impressive. Just the conditioning and the atmosphere. It's just not something that we in Texas have ever really experienced. Right. But it's very, very underrated.
The Gallagher in Gallagher-Iba Arena is Ed Gallagher, who was their wrestling coach for many, many years and won most of those championships.
Yeah, so it goes to show you how big the sport is there that the name of the arena is shared with one of, if not their most successful basketball coach.
Right. Gene Iba.
Yeah, Sarah would want...
Stop.
Huh?
Henry Iba.
I'd moved on to what was next.
I know.
That was one of those, just nod and keep going. Sarah would make sure I mention that those 34 wrestling titles are part of 52 overall national titles that Oklahoma State has. 34 wrestling, 11 golf, which Coach McGraw was a part of some of those.
Right.
2 basketball, 1 baseball, and 4 cross country. I was going to go into Mike Gundy and the greatness of Mike Gundy. He's had several great media moments. Clearly, he's known for the I'm a man, I'm 41. Mm-hmm. Last year, he had a great one about Twitter. A reporter asked him about the criticism or the feedback that he had gotten, which was very like nebulous and broad, and he asked where it was from, and the guy said Twitter, and he just had a really funny rant about people on Twitter. But he was a great player. He was part of two 10-win seasons, two bowl games. He played on two Oklahoma State teams in 87 and 88 that were incredibly underrated, played with Barry Sanders, Thurman Thomas, Hartley Dykes, really, really good team. He held the record for most consecutive passes attempted without an interception to start his career until it was broken by Robert Griffin III in 2008 against Oklahoma State. So how's against that for Oklahoma a fun State, fact?
Yeah.
And then famous alums and former students. I'm going to go not backwards here. You mentioned Dr. Livingstone and her husband, Brad. From a sports perspective, they have produced a lot of professional wrestlers, which makes a lot of sense because in the 60s and 70s and 80s, amateur wrestlers were the guys that ended up filling the pipeline. Is there someone on the phone for us?
No, the caller just said that he had a nugget that Thurman Thomas was Barry Sanders' backup at Oklahoma State.
That is true for at least a year. I thought someone was calling to tell me about what I was doing wrong, and I was just going
adding to it.
No. I was just going to tell them that the facts don't have to be right. We
it's
just need
note.
To get
Thanks
them out there. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Thank you.
Jack and Jerry Briscoe, two very famous professional wrestling names. Guy named Leroy McGurk. Don Haskins, the head coach of UTEP when they won that national championship, or Texas Western in 66, is an alum. Matt Holliday, great, probably Hall of Fame baseball player, at least if not a fringe player, who I once, he's not very tall. He's probably 5'11", 6 foot. I was playing in a pickup basketball game with him, and I saw him put back a dunk, like somebody missed a layup, and he just jumped up and put back dunked it, and that was really all I could think about for the rest of the day was what a freak athlete Matt Holliday was.
Played for his dad, Tom Holliday.
Great player. Ricky Fowler, Hunter Mahan, Scott Verplank. Obviously, they're going to crank out a lot of PGA guys when you win 11 national championships. And then later on, whereas early amateur wrestlers would transition into professional wrestling, as mixed martial arts continued to grow, their amateur guys would transition into that. Three really great ones, Randy Couture, Daniel Cormier, and Johnny Hendricks, all alums. And then lastly, T. Boone Pickens, who just recently passed away. I'm always fascinated by T. Boone Pickens, A, because he's got more money than any of us can possibly shake a stick at. But I've always been fascinated by the way he's described, right? Like, we all have, like, radio producer, play-by-play, you know, associate AD for broadcasting. We all have titles that we're given professionally. There's three that are he is referred to by that I wish someone would just refer to me one day. One is business magnate. That just sounds
That's great.
High dollar. Corporate tycoon, which anytime you're any type of tycoon, I think that's admirable. And corporate raider, because he kind of made his name, if I'm not mistaken, basically buying up stocks of companies and then being forced to, the companies would be forced to basically buy them back, and that's how he made all of his money. So, yeah, T. Boone Pickens, he passed away 6 weeks, 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And that was really a sad deal for people at Oklahoma State. He was more than just a guy giving money. They really, really loved T. Boone Pickens. So sorry, I know that's a little bit long, but that is fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends with about Oklahoma State.
Well done, Chris. Well done.
Thanks
to the caller that added to that as well.
Yes, thank you.
So well done. Baylor and Oklahoma State comes up tomorrow, 3 p.m. kickoff from Boone Pickens Stadium. In Stillwater, we're on the air at 1 with the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show, and then a 3 p.m. kickoff tomorrow for the Bears and the Cowboys. All right, let's take a break, be back, wrap things up, day of the day, birthdays, wrap things up when we come back. John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. Here is an unsolicited testimonial for Amanda Cunningham and the work that she does. There was a house on the market locally that was on the market 239 days, no activity, didn't move. Then they put Amanda and her team on this, and it sold in 21 days. So just one example of the great work that Amanda does and can do for you. If you need a realtor, we would direct you to Amanda Cunningham at Caldwell Banker. You can get her contact information, get more stories like this on her Facebook page. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor on Facebook, and you'll get all the information you need there. Check it out. She can help you if you're selling, buying, moving across town, moving across the world. She's a global luxury specialist. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor on Facebook.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
This high school football segment with Whitney head coach Mark Bird is brought to you by Glock Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
Wildcats left Mate Pearl with a 42-3 victory Friday night. At times it seemed like the offense spun its wheels a little bit, but the defense sure did look dominant.
You know, we did. Going into that game, we wanted to see some different formations and our kids in some different scenarios as far as the offense. And granted, we gave Dez the ball about 19 times and Saucy about five. But, you know, seeing Saucy out on the edge, catching the ball and things like that, that's what we want to see what defense are going to do to us. Also, just running some different plays in general. But at the end of the night, you know, we know who our offense is with Dev and Saucy at the tailback and Dez as far as the H-back look. But, you know, we just got to be able to spread that ball out.
Okay, you got a big rivalry Friday night with West coming to town. What are you expecting from the Trojans?
You know, our defense is definitely going to keep doing what they're doing. You know, we've got to have a run threat presence. You can take all the statistics and throw them out of the way. West will be prepared, well prepared with Coach Woodard, and we're going to have to step up and play on offensively as we've talked about. I think we've got some good things going into the game, but again, big rivalry, take all the stats away. Whoever has the ball last is probably going to win the ball game.
Okay, and you got some sophomores playing up on varsity, and their contributions may not always show up in the box score, but they're definitely making an impact.
That's true. You know, I think Garrett Peacock has definitely stepped into a great role, getting him at least, you know, 30 to 40% of the snaps offensively, and then defensively, he's stepping in and making a big contribution. And Cam, Jordan Newton always gives you a solid night, and bringing in Kyler Krenz and Colt Bird and Geronimo Rodriguez, they have definitely added to it, but they go unseen a lot of times. I know Geronimo makes a big impact, and so did Cam, but, you know, we've got some unforeseen some contributions that are definitely definitely in the stats. You just do not see them, but they're big role players.
ESPN Central Texas.
Come experience the difference at Glock Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. And the GMC Sierra 1500 light duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glock Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glock Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference, where they say cars are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. The seafood combos at Louisiana Crab Shack include snow crab, tiger shrimp, and sausage, plus corn and potatoes, in Waco next to Don Carlos. The Astros dominated the Yankees in Game 4 of the ALCS on Thursday night in the Bronx. The Yankees stranded 17 runners and had 4 errors on the night. Zach Greinke got the start for the Astros and pitched 4 innings where he struck out 5 batters and allowed just 3 hits. In NFL action, the Chiefs dominated the Broncos 30-6 on Thursday Night Football despite losing their starting quarterback Patrick Mahomes to a knee injury early in the game. Mahomes suffered a right kneecap dislocation and will undergo an MRI to see if there is any ligament damage. The Chiefs lead the AFC West while the Broncos sit at the bottom of the division.
Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Friday morning. Hey, we invite you to stay tuned to Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley Show is coming up next. As soon as we sign off here, top of the hour, Matt will take it from 10 to noon. Unnecessary roughness from noon to 3. You make the call from 3 to 6, leading into a high school football Friday night coming up as well. And then Baylor on the air tomorrow, 1 p.m. for the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show, and then a 3 p.m. kickoff tomorrow for the Bears and the Cowboys from Stillwater. We look forward to that. That trip should be great weather up there. They're saying sunny and 75, Garrett, which sounds pretty good.
Oh, that's perfect football weather.
That's pretty good. It really is. And so we'll have the broadcast coming up tomorrow afternoon. Mention again our Lunch with a Legend yesterday. Maybe Matt will give his thoughts on that. He was there. Matt Mosley was there yesterday at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. But really fun with Robin Jones and Santana Dotson. And again, to have those guys together was just perfect. I mean, it was genius to get them both together. And then they played off each other and they told stories. And we were talking about the Baylor-Colorado game in 1991. Colorado was the defending national champion, had a long home field winning streak at Folsom Field there. And Baylor went out and beat them 16-14. And I really wanted them to talk about the game, but I had one particular point from that game that I wanted to ask them both about when they're both sitting there together. Because a big part in the game was Colorado was leading 14-13, and they were in position for a field goal that would have put them up, 17-13.
Right.
Latter stages of the game, late, maybe the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game. I can't remember exactly. But Santana came in and blocked the field goal attempt. And he blocked it so hard that two things. One, I remember hearing thump, thump. You know, two thumps. You know, one is the kicker hitting the ball.
Yeah.
And the second one is the ball hitting off Santana's massive forearm and blocking the shot. But I remember a double thump, thump.
Yeah.
And it hit so hard that it bounced back. I mean, it was I don't remember the length of the field goal attempt. Wasn't very long, but the ball bounced all the way back across midfield. So it bounced that far back upfield, and Brian Hand chased it down and recovered the ball at that point. And then from there, Baylor drove, and Jeff Ireland hit the game-winning field goal and won it 16-14. So the blocked field goal was a big part of that that victory for Baylor. So the point I wanted to ask both these guys sitting there together was, Santana obviously gets credit for the blocked field goal. Robin has always said, I cleared the way for him. So I wanted them to tell that story from their perspective there together, and they did perfectly. Robin said he was the, what did he call, the lifter? I think he was the lifter in that field goal formation, and Santana was the, what was the term he used? Gosh, I can't remember it. Not blocker, but something like that. So there were terms for Robin's position and Santana's position, and they both did their job so well that it ended up with a blocked field goal, and then that led to the possession that led to the field goal that beat Colorado. So pretty cool memory. Great victory for Baylor. And I remembered this part of it, and they talked about it also when we got back from Boulder on the team charter. The Baylor students had come out to the airport. And as the plane landed and as we're getting ready to disembark off the plane, they let the students run out onto the tarmac. And so this big, you know, stairs opened on the back end of the plane. Yeah. And as the players are coming off, it's just a sea of Baylor people, mostly students, just Baylor fans that are there to welcome the team back. And it's a great memory. It really is. And it was great to get those guys' perspective on it, what they remembered about that game also.
Oh, absolutely. And a moment like that, when you get to hear the inside stories behind it, like you remember, you just described it perfectly from your vantage point. But when you get to hear the inside the story of what led up to that and everything, that just makes the story even better.
Yeah. And they were jabbing at Brian Hand, saying he recovered the ball, yes, and fell on it. They said if Frankie Smith had recovered that ball, he would have picked it up and scored. So they were jabbing at Brian a little bit there, but he did have a big fumble recovery there. And so that was fun with those guys yesterday, our Lunch with a Legend. Thanks again to Robin Big Cat Jones and Santana Dotson. All right, very quickly, today is National Chocolate Cupcake Day. Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
October 18th every year. I don't mind the good chocolate cupcake, but if there's other options, I would probably have another option besides the chocolate.
I think I'd roll with chocolate, more so than vanilla or something, but I'm not, I'd have to go with chocolate if I had to choose, like, you had, like, very few options.
Yep.
Chocolate would probably be my go-to.
Today's your day.
Yeah.
Today is your day. Why don't you just go down to the silos to the...
they have amazing cupcakes.
They do.
Like, really, now, really good.
Now, just go down there today, and it won't be crowded at all, so...
No.
Just go, you'll be able to park right there close, and just walk in. You probably won't have to wait in a line at all.
No, not at
so
all.
Just go right in and get you a chocolate cupcake.
I'm going to have to rephrase that. My go-to would be Red Velvet, which is essentially like colored chocolate, but
yes. Yeah. That is really good. All right, very good. Silobration weekend is what I'm referencing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot going on around the silos and in Waco. Welcome to those folks who are in town. And we need to get out of the way, make room for Matt Mosley coming in next. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Stillwater. And Lord willing, we'll talk to you again Monday morning at 9. Appreciate Chris, Stephen, and Garrett here in the studio today. Have a great weekend. Matt Mosley is next.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you having me.